A reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your team for a tremendously impressive effort getting that 27-24 win at James Madison after a little time to let that soak in and look at some film. What impressed you about the way your team played Saturday?
Well, I thought we played with a lot of heart and great effort, and, you know, kids really just gave it everything they had, and, you know, it was a tremendous football game. You know, it was back and forth, and, you know, we played good defense. We were able to hold James Madison to field goals in the first half, and I thought that was important, and we were able to muster a drive and got the onside kick, but couldn't capitalize on that. And second half was back and forth. We took an 8-point lead. They came storming back, and our guys didn't fold the tent. You know, they bared down and played with a lot of poise there at the end, a 2-minute drill, and then held them and got the interception. So obviously, you know, it was a tremendous win for us.
You've talked in the past, and others have, about, at least in recent years, Jamie, you sort of setting a standard for the league, and because of their success. What was the fact that your team was able to go in and get that win? Do you feel like it was a little bit of a statement win? And what was the confidence level for your team going into that game that they could get it done?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're a great football team and have been for a long time, had a lot of success. I thought maybe we were catching them at a good time because, you know, their last four games had been such routes. That, you know, I've been there before. You know, I remember at Alabama we'd won 29 in a row regular season games, and you know, things creep in on you when you're that successful and you're trying to preach, and but you know, when you're having that much success, sometimes there can be a tendency to let some things creep in where you're not at your very, very best. So I thought from a timing standpoint, maybe we're catching them at a good time. You know, our guys were confident, you know, we were going to play our game, let the chips fall where they may. Thought we'd probably have to take a couple chances, you know, which we did. You know, we were fortunate too. Anytime you know, win a game against a great team like that, you got to have a couple breaks go your way, and we did. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we made the plays, and when the game was on the line, you know, we played with a lot of poise.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Posh.
Your first question is from the line of Brandon Holvick with The View University.
Hey, Coach, this is Brandon Holvick from UD. Obviously, last season was a big year for you guys, but coming off this win, it seems like this team is going to be as high as it's maybe ever been in the top 25. What's been the difference between this year's team and the team you had last year?
Well, you know, I think last year we developed confidence, belief. We had some success. We weren't real happy with the way we finished the season. And I think the guys, you know, made an effort to take the next step in terms of their commitment and paying the price. And you know, we opened with South Florida, who was a tremendous team, and, you know, we were able to make it sort of respectable. We played well in the second half, won the second half, and, you know, built on those positives and, you know, have played fairly well in the regular season with the exception of the first half against Charleston Southern. So, you know, it's a competitive league, and every time you go out there, you got to play your A game, or it can go either way. And, you know, we were just fortunate to go up to James Madison and, you know, play fairly well and come away with the win. But, you know, we had time to celebrate it Saturday night, and, you know, come Sunday, it was total focus on Delaware, who's an exceptional football team. They're extremely well coached, and they're physical, and they're fundamental, and, you know, they're making explosive plays on offense right now, and they're creating a lot of turnovers, and, you know, it's going to be a very difficult test.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin Tresolini with Delaware Online.
Hey, Coach, what was some of the potential that you saw in the Elon program that attracted you to the position in the first place? And did you think that you could have the results as fast as you've gotten the good results?
Well, you know, I was at NC State for 7 years and recruited out this way, and we really liked living in North Carolina. When I went to Alabama, we really didn't want to leave North Carolina, and I was familiar with Elon, a beautiful school. A lot of growth and development has taken place here since I was here when I was at NC State, and I thought it was a good coaching opportunity. You know, they were down record-wise, played in a tough conference, but I thought, you know, I thought you go in there with a plan, you know, you could improve it, and, you know, you never know how much, how fast, and we just sort of implemented our blueprint, and the players bought in, and, you know, we've improved on a daily basis, and it's all about recruiting and development, and recruiting the right guys, and developing to the best of their ability, and so, you know, we've gotten results, and, you know, it's probably happened a lot faster than a lot of people thought. But there's a lot of season left here, too, and we understand that. And I think we got the right kind of guys that understand that, too, because, you know, because obviously there's a big bounce-back factor here this week coming off a win like that where, you know, we have to be humble and hungry and really have an edge in our preparation for this game against Delaware, who, you know, is a tremendous football team.
It's quite a back-to-back road trip you have. Going from Harrisonburg to Newark, pretty much, you know, the places where you can certainly count on the biggest home crowds. What's going to be important for your kids to handle in terms of being prepared for the atmosphere they'll face up here on Saturday?
Well, right. Well, I mean, we're just going to prepare like we prepare for any other game, really. You know, Monday's Monday, Tuesday's Tuesday, and so on and so forth. And to me, the keys to the game never really change. You know, it's line of scrimmage, turnover ratio, explosive plays. Then you got to be good on third down red area. Your special teams are 15% of the plays, and those plays are always magnified. So we just try to get the most out of each day. And, you know, we'll talk about the environment later in the week, but, you know, I think the guys like to play in those types of environment where, you know, where there's a lot of people and there's a lot of energy, and I'm sure there will be this week. And, you know, Delaware's got a lot of tradition, and, you know, they're on the way back. Danny's doing a great job with that program, and, you know, we're going to have to play really, really well.
Appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you. See you Saturday.
Thank you.
Kurt, obviously Malcolm Summers with a tremendous game, 186 yards and a touchdown on 20 carries. I guess the defense that hadn't allowed many yards at all on the ground. How important was your team's ability to run the ball, and what were you able to do to have success?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's crucial. And, you know, we popped a run early, which I think gave us some confidence that, you know, we could have some success running the ball. And, you know, there were some good runs and some bad runs, and that's the way it's going to be in the running game. And, you know, it always starts up front with your offensive line. And I thought those guys played well up front, and Malcolm made some people miss. And, you know, we caught him in a blitz on the long touchdown run, and he made a guy miss at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, there really was nobody left. So, you know, it really never changes. You know, it all starts up front, and fortunately, we've got a back like Malcolm, and we've got some good guys like Deshaun McNair and others behind them, and we're able to play more than one. And, you know, the better you run it, the more, you know, then it helps your passing game, too. You're able to be more balanced.
Yeah, just building on that before I let you go, the last drive you guys go 75 yards, 10 plays there for the game-winning score, and went up-tempo a little bit. How impressed were you with Davis in that situation, and how big was that game-winning drive?
Yeah, well, I thought Davis really, you know, played with a lot of poise there. He pretty much did the things he does in practice. You know, we practice, you know, those situations quite a bit here, so we've been in that position a lot. And, you know, he was just doing the things that he did in practice, and, you know, as was everybody else. And, you know, we were fortunate. You know, we made a few plays, and, you know, we were sort of in the right place at the right time on a deflected ball where Deshaun McNair made a great catch. And then, you know, the next one was touchdown Avery Jones, true freshman. So, you know, then it was the defense's turn, but they've been in that position a lot too. And, you know, they just kind of did it like they did in practice. And, you know, we came up with the interception, and, you know, victory formation's the best formation in football. We were able to get to that again. So, you know, it was a great win. But, you know, I think those guys, at that point in the game, you know, we're confident. Now you still got to make the plays.
All right, Kurt. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.